Hello.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with Russell.
Speaking.
Hey, we got a call from you yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday, and you set up an appointment for us to call back today at this time, and we're following up on that request?
Yep. I needed to tweak my website a little bit.
Okay, gotcha. I do see on the record that there are, you had a discussion with one of our representatives in the website team. So I'm assuming that this is in addition to those changes, correct?
Correct. It didn't
gotcha.
Exactly come out. It didn't exactly come out how I was expecting.
I hear you. Alrighty. So what changes are you looking to make?
I got quite a few if you got a minute. You ready?
Yeah, I'm listening. Let me just go ahead and pull up your website first.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd probably help if you did that.
Yeah. All right, great. So I got your website on screen, so go right ahead.
All right. First one thing I wanted to change, I've got you on speakerphone, so if you want me to take you off, just say so.
That's okay. No problem.
The first thing I wanted to change, on the very first page, you know, the home page,
right.
It says White Creek Stump Grinding, LLC. Is there somehow I could put maybe in parentheses there, Troy, Michigan? Near that?
Yeah, we can put it like right below that if you like, right next to it. Where would you like that located?
Well, maybe right next to it, Troy, you know, and then MI period for Michigan. Make it a little shorter.
So Troy, MI in parentheses right next to it, right?
Yep. Because I get people asking me, where are you from? I'm like, oh, man. You know. And then underneath that, it says hassle-free contractor shopping will provide you with multiple estimates and then schedule.
Okay.
Can we just delete all of that?
All right. So you want all the white letters and the schedule button off of that section?
Yep.
All right. Let me make a note. 1 second. All right, and I got that one down.
Yeah, and you got rid of the schedule button, right? Because no one schedules with you. They just call.
We're going to get rid of it, yeah.
Yep, okay, thank you. And if you – they added a scrolling banner. If you scroll down a little bit, it's in that first picture. It says keep on stumping.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, my idea – is there any way we could move that where that hassle-free contractors – and schedule button are like right underneath stump grinding or White Creek stump grinding. So that it kind of scrolls there, more close to the top of the page.
So you want that section right there that says keep on stumping, you want that moved up right below where we would have White Creek Stumping Grinding LLC?
Yeah, but because right now you got it scrolling inside of a picture.
Right, I see the pictures change as I look at it, yeah?
Yeah, does that have to scroll inside of a picture?
What doesn't have to? I mean, if you want, like, if you don't want, like, the picture changing, you can just choose one picture?
Yeah, if we could move that scrolling thing up, you know, where hassle-free contractors and schedule used to be, I think that would make more sense for me.
All right, let me see if I'm understanding. I'm sorry. So you want that section moved up to where to the top section where we remove the hassle-free contract shopping. So you want that moved up is what you're looking to do?
Yeah, and it does no picture up there, just the words.
So you want the wording up there, not the actual, like, the section of it, just the words up there?
Just the words, but I want it, you know, scroll like it does, the banner. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a banner. Is that a banner?
No, I wouldn't consider it a banner.
They were supposed to create a banner for me, and then above the banner put the words Stump Story / The Daily Grind.
All right, which we can do if you like, but let's just go one by one. I'm just still kind of having a hard time understanding your first request. So let's go back to that first request,
yep.
And then we'll jump into whatever's next, okay? So
yep.
I'm on
yep.
the keep on stumping part, and I see that it consistently changes pictures, and it consistently changes, and it, the wording appears and disappears. So my
right.
understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is if you want just the words, nothing else, moved up to where the first section is at. Is that correct?
Correct.
Just the wording, no pictures, nothing at all, just the words.
I'm sorry?
So just the words, nothing at all, just the words itself.
Just the words. And it was supposed to be on a banner. I thought that was kind of like a banner that scrolls like a news banner. Like on a news channel, it kind of scrolls across the page. I was envisioning that.
A banner that scrolls across the page.
Yep.
Not quite getting that, I'm sorry.
Well, like you would see like on a newscast where it scrolls across this page from, you know, left to right, where, you know, it reads like a news, something you see on the news.
Like if we're looking at the news, sorry, I don't really watch news to be honest with you, but what I remember is like on the bottom side of the screen, there's like news kind of just moving through the screen. Is that what you mean?
I think that's what we're talking about. And I wanted it to say, you know, above that word scrolls, like the word scroll, it was supposed to say, you know, dump stories and the daily grind. And then it's scrolling right underneath it. The stump stories and daily grind has not changed. It just draws your attention to the banner.
Yeah, it's the banner part that I'm not getting. I'm sorry. So again, let me just try to rephrase that and see if I'm getting closer to what you're looking for. So the keep on stumping and the words with it, you want just the words, nothing else, move to the top side of the screen where the hassle-free contractor shopping was at. But at the same time, you want some sort of banner there that moves across the screen is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want all the words scrolling in that banner.
And by all words, is it the keep on stumping words that you're referring to?
Yeah, but the way you have it now, keep on stumping basically stays there. What I'd like to do is replace keep on stumping with stump stories and the daily grind. So that doesn't change, and then, you know, little words underneath that change.
All right, now that confused me a little bit more. I'm sorry. That sounds a little contradicting. So now we're not moving the words. We're just deleting the section and rewording what you're looking to have there.
Basically, yeah. Rewording it and moving it up to that top.
So we're just deleting that section pretty much. We're not doing anything but deleting it. We're deleting the keep on stuffing section.
Right, from that picture area. And I want to move that banner looking thing up underneath White Creek Stump Right.
This still doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. It just sounds a little contradicting. So you're saying that we're deleting keep on stumping, but yet we're still using it?
I wish I spoke.
That doesn't really make that much sense to me.
Yeah.
It either stays or it moves or it deletes. So there's no combination of deleting and keeping. We either delete and it eliminates completely off of the website or we move it somewhere else.
Move it up. Underneath White Creek Stump Run. I wish I spoke your language. I'd make it easier for you, but, you know, I don't, man.
All right, so now you just said that we're moving keep on stumping. We're not deleting.
Well, I need to delete it from that part, from that pitch, inside that picture. I don't want it inside that picture area. I want it separate from the picture, just keep that whole thing going, but move it underneath White Creek Stump Grind. It's just in the wrong spot for me.
Okay, so we're moving then. We're not deleting. See, deleting entails it not existing. is what my understanding of what deleting means. So we're not deleting, we're moving, right?
I wish I spoke your language, man. I'd make it easier for you. Moving, I guess, is what I want to say.
So we're moving it from the bottom section just up to the top is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the simplest way to say it. All right, so we're just moving it from the bottom to the top.
Sorry, man.
No, that's okay. No worries. All right, so we're moving that section just from where it's at, from the bottom to the top, where you have the title of your business.
Yep. Just underneath the title of my business. Yep. But you know, see where the keep on stomping stays? It doesn't go away.
Right.
Can we replace keep on stomping with stump story / the daily grind? That doesn't go away.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me just go one by one.
Thanks. I don't speak his language. It is. For me, it is, yeah.
All right, so I've made note of moving that keep on stuffing section, just move it up to the top where the title of the business is at. And then you just don't want it to say keep on stumping. You want it to say what?
Stump stories, capital S and capital, stump stories with the S and capitalized, then a slash sign, the daily grind, first letters all cap.
Gotcha. So instead of it saying keep on stumping, it's now going to say stump story / the daily grind?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. One second. All right, excellent. I got that noted down. And any other changes?
Yeah, I got a few. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
On the very top, it says Grinders contact form.
Okay.
Can we remove that?
Yes, we can. So remove Grinders contact form, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, got that down.
And anywhere on there, it says schedule an appointment. There's a button throughout the under our services, gallery, and about.
In the services tab, okay.
Yep, services. Let's see. It's under the services. Yep, it's under the about tab. It's under the gallery. I need to remove all of those things that say schedule an appointment, because no one does. It's kind of, you know, just pointless for my purposes.
Gotcha. So we're basically removing everything throughout the entire website that says schedule an appointment from wherever it's at, right?
Yes, please.
Got it. Okay. I've made note of that.
Dude, with my ideas and your technical capabilities, we're going, please. I need you. And then there's a couple of, it says blog, somewhere in here. I got to look for.
It says what again, I'm sorry?
It says blog.
Blog?
Yeah, I need to get rid of that word blog.
Blog. Let me try to find that.
Yeah. I'm looking for it. Yeah, it's under where you click on stump stories on the top and the daily grind. As soon as you click that, it says blog in a bunch of trees.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you want to remove the word blog?
Yeah, because we're not really going to have a blog anymore. We're going to change it, you know, stump stories in the daily grind. So I keep wanting to update this because the blog wasn't working either. We're just going to put little, you know, statements in there instead. So no more blog.
So remove the word blog off. And are we going to leave, are we going to replace the word blog with something else, or just leave just like the background picture with no words?
Yeah, exactly. Leave the picture, no words.
No words. Okay, one moment.
Good.
All right, I got that one down.
Man, awesome. Let's see, we already got rid of the Grinders contact form, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Now, on that first home page where we moved that, you know, that wording, that little scrolling thing underneath White Creek Stump Grinding, the banner or whatever it's called.
Right.
Is there any way that you could make that, like, clickable, and then that, once you click on that, where it says Stump Stories and the Daily Grind, and then it could take you basically to the same page when you click on the top, Stump Stories and Daily Grind on the top bar, that both take you to the same page, and all those, everything I put that scrolls is stored there so people can read through it?
Yeah, that could be clickable. Let me add that.
Yep. Perfect. You're good, man.
Oh, no worries. We're working together.
No, you're working. I'm scrounging through this.
All right, excellent. So I made note of this request. So whenever someone clicks on that, the part where it says the Stump Stories of the Daily Grind, it's gonna take them to that same page.
Yes, perfect. Now, if I change that, like, weekly, the wording in there, there's no way. Can I do that, or do you guys have to do that? Can't you make it where I could change the little wording in that scroll?
Yeah, you can. You actually have the ability to make any changes you want to the website through your dashboard. Have you ever accessed your dashboard?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but so we can actually change what scrolls in there?
You can change anything. If you go to the dashboard, on the home screen of the dashboard, to the left-hand side of your screen, there's a button that says Website Editor. You can click on that, and it gives you the ability to make any changes you want.
Okay, we're going to play with that. We haven't done this for a while. We kind of let this website go, you know, so getting back into it. But if you click on the home screen, where would it you click from there?
So on the home screen, to the left-hand side of your screen, if you're using a computer, of course, there's a button that says Website Editor.
You see that?
No, I think
we don't see that.
No, the front page, I think.
My wife trying to help me.
Oh, no, that is this one. That is cool.
Okay, my wife can file. She'll find that in a minute. We're good. And then there's one other thing I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Give me back to that. On the very top of that website, there's a little tiny icon that black square. It says White Creek Stump Grinding logo.
The logo, okay.
Yeah, is that something you can change from, or is that something we could change also if it's so small?
That can be changed. Would you like that to be a little bit bigger?
Yeah, you can do that?
It's possible, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just people are having a hard time reading.
Absolutely. We can make that a little bit bigger if you like. Would you like that just like slightly bigger, or how bigger?
I don't know, man. A couple notches, I don't know.
All right, we'll make it a little bit bigger, and if it needs to be adjusted, then you just let us know. Will you call back and let us know?
Yeah, I will, man. And other than that, I think we're good.
Okay, great. Well, look, Russell, I made note of all of these changes that you're looking to do. I'm going to pass these over with detail to our website team, and they're the ones that are going to make the changes. So that should happen within the next 24 hours.
All right, cool. I appreciate your help, man, because I'm not into this stuff.
Oh, that's no worries. Well, keep an eye on the website after 24 hours to see how it looks at that point. And if you need more changes, make sure to give us a call. We'll be happy to help you.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
For sure. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.